This is 11:4-18. This is the prophet's corner uncut. This is a word the Lord gave to me yesterday morning. And it goes along with how the Holy Spirit led this morning during worship. About, we were talking about praise and how praise is really, when you praise God, you are agreeing that what His Word says is true. It goes from confessing. Confessing to me convinces you. Confession convinces you. You don't have to convince God. He's already said yes and amen. So it convinces you. Praise takes it to the next level. You're in agreement with God. When you start praising Him, it's a done deal. Well, that's kind of what this word is about. It's called Now Faith Is. Faith is not past. Faith is not going to be someday. Faith is always now. Think about that. Faith is not past. It's not future. It's now. Faith is always now. My son always operated in faith in the now. When he spoke to the fig tree, he deliberately aimed his words to effect change. He saw something he didn't like. He spoke, "No one ever eat fruit from you again." And later, because you know Peter went by there and saw it, he saw the fig tree cursed from the roots. So Jesus acted now and now. All right, he deliberately aimed his words to effect change. This is what deliberate means. Careful and thorough consideration. And then it says it's a decision. Consideration. There's places in the Bible where it says consider your ways. He said it, and it was done. He didn't go back and look to see if. There's a good gauge of whether you're really in faith or not. You got to go back and look to make sure. He didn't go back. Faith is not past. He didn't longingly look to the future and say, someday when my faith is stronger, maybe that fig tree would do that, but not right now. Do we think that way sometimes in our faith? Well, yeah, Brother Copeland probably has faith like that, and Brother Hagin did, we know. But me, I don't know. No, he said it, and it went into motion just like I did it in Genesis 1. Light be, light was. I decreed. He decreed. You decree. Don't waste your words. Be deliberate in your decreeing. Don't waver. Past, future, focus on now. Now is always now. Decree. Know it is done. Move on to the next project. Why do we have faith? To build. Change. We're always in a building program, and we have assignments, I believe, every day to use our faith to change things. Do we miss them? Do we never make it there because we're still over there looking back or looking to the future, but never now? Faith is for now. All right, I decreed, he decreed, you decreed. Don't waste your words. Be deliberate in your decreeing. Don't waver. Past, future, focus on now. Now is always now. Decree. Know it is done. Move on to the next project. See, when you know something's done, you never go back and begin to waver about it. Did I make the right decision? Did I say the right thing? Oh, and then fear comes or all these things. No. All right. Move on to the next project. You have been made in my image and after my likeness, made to operate like me. Adam was given that ability. He fell. Jesus picked up the assignment, walked out what I told Adam to do. He took authority, took dominion, and he ruled and reigned. Now, that's what he's given to us. He was the last Adam. He was Adam. So are you. Okay. Be confident you're already complete in me, ready to change your world by your decree. There is no other way, so make the most of every day. I brought the animals before Adam so he could decide what to call them. Your circumstances are before you. What will you call them? Decree by faith. Don't doubt, it will happen. You are fully equipped. Don't waver. Be deliberate. Think about your words before you speak them, because you are getting what you say, whether you realize it or not. It's working. It automatically works. Spiritual people operate by faith. Now, a lot of spiritual people don't understand, and they are negative, and they get negative. Your words are just as powerful as mine and as my sons. He decreed, then he moved on. So get to work, my sons and daughters, and change what you don't like. It's always been entirely up to you. It's always been entirely up to you. Believe your words. Have confidence. You believe God's words, don't you? You believe Jesus' words. What about your words? You're made in his image and likeness. You operate by faith naturally. It just comes with the equipment. Believe your words, have confidence, never doubt them. When you speak them deliberately, the matter is settled. And that's what meditation is. You think about it, you ponder it. Lord, what would you have me call them? How would you call this situation, this animal? This animal today is a mule. You know, what would you have me call this mule in my life? Like my son and the fig tree, he never went back to see if it was withered. He had confidence in his believing and speaking authority. So he showed us how to do it. He showed us how to do what God told Adam to do. I've given you authority and dominion over all the creeps. I've spoken things through my prophets hundreds of years ago, and some are just now manifesting. Did it upset me? And did I fall off my throne because it didn't manifest immediately? No. The moment I said it, it was over and done. This is how this kingdom operates. Believe and speak, over and done. And walk on to the next project of taking dominion over all your domain through the power of Jesus' name. His authority gave him the throne, and you are seated with him. We're supposed to be reigning in life as kings. That's Romans 5:17, the mission statement of this ministry. Joseph in his dream. In his dream, it said his brothers and his father bowed down. The moon and stars bowed down. Well, he didn't know Egypt. That's what they worship. And they bowed before Joseph. God gave him wisdom. He was second in command. Your circumstances bow before you, not the other way around. The circumstance will become a thing of the past when you do it my way. What I really sensed was quit getting so emotional about everything. And you're just so wrought up about what you're experiencing in your flesh that you can't see how powerful you are. Your focus has to be on your power and authority, not on, oh, the devil did this to me today. Can you understand that? I will decree a thing, Job said, and it shall be established unto me, and light shall shine upon my ways. I want to read that in the Amplified because it says it just a little bit different. I liked it better. Let's look right quick there. Where are you? There you are. This is Job 23:22. You shall also decide. Didn't I tell you what's deliberate mean? A decision. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. We're leaving far too much up to God. That's kind of like your boss at work giving you authority, and then you've got to run to him every decision. When he said, I've given you authority in this area, take it. Take that authority and go use it. I'm not against hearing from God about things, but there's some things you just naturally know what to do. Now the biggies, maybe you might need some wisdom, some direction, but you know what to do. It's already programmed in you. It's like a dog licks a dog. Eats bones, that's just a dog. Well, this is what the sons of God do. There is no difference or not, there is no different faith or authority that you have. You have the same as me. Act like me. Act like my son. Think this way. Talk this way. And you won't have but lows and highs, but just total victory all the time. The difference between, what's the opposite of victory? Loss and victory is your mind's defeat, mindset. There's the only difference. Mindset. Attitude determines altitude, always. All right. You walk in victory if you, let me read that again. Think this way, talk this way, and you won't have lows and highs, but just total victory all the time. Like a rock, never moved by your senses. The devil will leave you alone because he can't get anything over on you. The reason he picks on you is because you're an easy fix. You're a patsy. Every little, well, let's jab him with this and see what he does. Sound familiar? All right, you decree equals victory. No more looking back at the fig tree. No more looking at to the future, but today, now, aim your words, be deliberate, make your decree. Don't borrow trouble. Faith is always now. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things now, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith. Take care of today, for tomorrow will bring its own problems and circumstances. That's Matthew 6:34. He said, follow my example. Day 1 through 6, he said, I did not take on the whole world in one day. What did he do the first day? What did he do the second day? We're not reading. Go read Genesis this week. What did he do the second day? What did he do the third day? What did he do the fourth day? God has assignments for every day. Build. Speak over what you have today. Don't borrow trouble. Okay.